Ma'aser Sheni, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel 4:3. To understand this Mishnah, you need to have two important facts as an introduction. And in fact, those facts will be revealed by the Mishnah itself at the end of this Mishnah, and at the next Mishnah. But for reasons I do not know, it's not set up front, and therefore let me say them up front. The first is that when one redeems the Kedusha off his produce and puts that Kedusha onto a coin, if he owns the produce and it's his money he's putting the Kedusha onto, he's required to be mosif a chomesh, to add a chomesh to the value. That is to say, a chomesh means a fifth. So that means, let's say for argument's sake, a person has a 5-shekel coin taped to his refrigerator, and he's taking kedusha off of his kumquats from his garden, and the kumquats are worth 4 shekels, and it's 4 shekels worth of Ma'aser Sheni. So when he transfers the kedusha from the kumquats onto the coin taped to his fridge, he must add a fifth shekel. They're worth 4 shekels. He adds a fifth shekel, meaning 25%, and then he will transfer 5 shekels worth of value onto that 5-shekel coin, meaning, in other words, that now that coin is totally used up, he couldn't transfer more Ma'aser Sheni Kedusha to that coin because he's now sucked up all five shekels worth of value as Kedusha's Ma'aser Sheni. That's in contrast to where a person redeems someone else's food or onto someone else's coin, in which case he wouldn't be mosif a chomesh, wouldn't add this 25%, which means if he has 4 shekels worth of kumquats, he could transfer the 4 shekels onto someone else's coin or from someone else's kumquats to his coin, and then there would still be a shekel of value left for another kumquat later on to be redeemed and put onto that coin, for argument's sake. Okay, so that's the first fact, that when a person is redeeming his own stuff, he's mosif a chomesh, he adds the chomesh 25%. The second point is that, as we'll see in the next Mishnah, a person is within his rights, he legally can circumvent the whole principle of adding the chomesh, the 25% surcharge, if you will call it a surcharge, that extra 25%, by simply gifting his produce or his money to somebody else and then essentially getting it back from that person as a gift. So a person is able to do ha'arama, to essentially find a loophole to sidestep the system. He wouldn't be able to make the bracha, he's not doing the mitzvah then of adding the chomesh, but economically it's going to work for him just fine. So with that in mind, our Mishnah here, Mishnah Gimel, is considering who should get kadima, who should get the priority in terms of redeeming the kedusha also off of Ma'aser Sheni onto a coin. So if someone else is redeeming the Ma'aser Sheni's kedusha onto his coins, that essentially is called buying it. In other words, I have these 4 kumquats, and it's a question of how much they're worth. We've taken out, let's say, for argument's sake, in the previous Mishnah, we said if the kumquats that were in question here are starting to go bad, we'd have to bring them to 3 experts to assess what they're really worth. And let's say, for example, they say, oh, they're worth 4 shekels. And then someone else says 4 shekels, I'll buy those kumquats for 5 shekels. So the point is that the other person is asking to get the kumquats, and then he would redeem the kedusha off of the kumquats onto the coins. Now, the owner of the kumquats would end up with that 5-shekel coin, and it would have kedusha on it. So the question is, so he doesn't lose economically, he's not getting ripped off, he's essentially just, the transfer is happening. Now, the easiest way to think of this Mishnah is that we paskin that Ma'aser Sheni is mamon gavoa, it's like God's property, and therefore, on some level, we have like an obligation, if you will, if you want to think of it like this, to fetch the highest price for this Ma'aser Sheni. So the question is, if someone else wants to buy your Ma'aser Sheni, i.e. redeem it onto a coin, do you get priority or does he get priority? So the Mishnah says, Bal Habayis Omar Basela, if the Bal Habayis says he'll pay a seller for this produce, meaning he'll deconsecrate the produce onto a seller coin, Va'acher Omar Sela, and a second person says, no, let me buy it from you for a seller. So then, Bal Habayis Kodem, the owner himself, the owner of this produce, he gets kadima, he gets priority. Mipnei Shehu Mosef Chomesh, because anyways, not only would he be paying the same, he's offering the same seller, he's actually adding an extra chomesh, another quarter seller to the redemption value. So that means he'd bring a seller and a quarter up to Yerushalayim to eat over there. That's simple enough. But what happens if Bal Habayis Omar Basela? The Bal Habayis says he'll give a seller a value, you know, $1. Va'acher Omer Basela Va'isar. He adds a little more than a seller. He says, I'll give you $1 and a cent, you know, 1.01 or something. Then Eshel Selva Isser Kodam, the guy who's the other guy who's offered a little bit more, even a tiny bit more, he gets priority, meaning he's allowed to buy it from the, we should let him buy it from the owner of the produce. And it's a bit of a machlokas nachronim if he can do it sort of against his will, like without him knowing about it even, or not. But either he can or he can't, but he definitely should, Mishnah says he should be allowed to do it, meaning the other party should be able to pay, you know, more, a little more than a sella, you know, a dollar and a penny, whatever it is, b'pnei shehu mosif al hakeren, because he's adding to the value of the keren, the principal appraised amount for which it's getting redeemed. So even though net-net, the owner himself would end up putting in 125, whereas this guy's just putting 101, it doesn't matter, because it's really on the base of the keren, the principal, the owner's offering just 1.00, just one tella, and this other guy's offering 1.01, if you will. And that being the case, he gets priority. If you'd say, wait a second, net-net, the Meister Shani fund, whatever, Hashem, the owner of the Gavoa, who owns this Meister Shani, is losing because he gets 1.01 instead of 1.25, the answer is, well, not really, because it's very easy, and the owner's within his rights even to exploit this legal loophole of harama, of tricking the system and just circumventing the requirement to add a chomesh and just pay one, since that's so available and easy to him. So we would give priority and to the other party who's doing the bidding. Okay, let me just, I sort of gloss over the exact values and numbers here, because just to keep things straight, a sella is a very large coin, and an isar is a very small coin. The isar is worth 8 prutos, and the sella is worth 768 prutos, meaning that the sella is 96 times bigger than isar. There are 4 dinarim in a sella, and there are 6 ma'os in a dinar, and there are 4 isarim in a ma'a, if you want to keep track. The point is that the isar is basically a 96th of a sella, so the Mishnah's pshat would be like slightly more than 1% more, so my example wasn't quite right. But the Rambam, he codifies it, for example, in Perkei Mishnah Halacha Zayin, he says a sella and a pruta, meaning the Rambam understands here that isar is lavdafka. It's not that he has to outbid the original owner by, you know, a full 96th, if you will. Any excess, whoever's the highest bidder in terms of the keren, he's the one who should be prioritized. Okay, fine. Now the Mishnah says, the basic din, hapodo ma'aser sheni shalo, if one comes to redeem the kedusha off of his own produce, onto his own coins, most of love chamishas, he has to add an extra fifth. Again, this always confounds us, in as much as in English, we would say if the value is 4 and you're adding a fifth to it, so that sounds like 25%, we'd call that a fourth. Am chamishas means a fifth, but that is the pshat in the Mishnah, therefore the way to think of it is, for every 4 units of value, say for every $4 of kumquats you're redeeming, or 4 shekels you're redeeming onto a coin, you have to add a fifth shekel. Okay, so that's the answer. Most of all of chamishas, you add a fifth, which we would call an extra 25%. And that applies, bein shu shalo, bein shenitan lo b'matana. It doesn't matter if this is produce that the owner himself cultivated and it's his produce from the get-go, he harvested it himself, he raised it himself, or if he received this produce as a gift, but now it's his, and when he comes to redeem it, he has to be most of a chomesh because it's his property at the time of the redemption. And with noting as a side point here, you are not able to gift Meister Sheni proper to other people, because we pass against Mammon Gavo, it's not yours to give. You become the trustee of, if you will, God's food. You're entitled to redeem it, but you can't gift it away. But a person could give as a gift Tevel, under whatever circumstances. He notifies the person that he's giving him Tevel, etc. So if you give someone Tevel, untied produce, when he tithes it and gets out the Meister Sheni, at that point, that Meister Sheni, when he does the redemption, since it's his at the time he owns it, he must be most of the chomish, add that extra 25% when he does the redemption.